Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tonight is the 2022 NBA Draft. Still conversations about who will go number one. No real consensus there. Joining us here on the show is CBS Sports insider for both college basketball and college football, covering tonight's NBA Draft, David Cobb. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. It feels like more than not, it's going to be Jabari Smith out of Auburn, number one overall to the Magic, although no guarantees. Do you think he should be the number one overall pick?
Yeah, I think so. And the reason why is because of his outside shot. You know, there's some really good other options there at the top spot for Orlando. I think Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren, both worthy of consideration there. I would submit that even Jaden Ivey and Keegan Murray are worth a look at the top spot. And I'm sure the Magic have done their due diligence, but the thing that I always come back to with Jabari Smith is the outside shot. So he hit 42% of his three-pointers as a true freshman at Auburn. And when you're talking about a 6'10" player who projects as a really versatile defender in the long run and who has a blossoming offensive game beyond just the shot, I think it's a really attractive pick for Orlando, because the shot's going to be ready day one. And even if some of the other stuff never develops, you're still going to have a player who is useful in the modern NBA because of how much he can space the floor for you, and because of the fact that I think he'll always be at least a somewhat competent outside shooter for you.
So that's a really good thumbnail on Jabari Smith, who is likely to go number one overall tonight to the Orlando Magic. But that brings us to that two spot with the OKC Thunder and perhaps Chet Holmgren. Now, Holmgren was the number one recruit in the nation last year, went to Gonzaga. He's 7 feet tall. He runs. He's got incredible athleticism. Defensively, he blocks everything in his way. And some people say he's a true unicorn, that you'll never see another guy like this, that he has the chance to be transformational. Do you believe the hype on the potential of Holmgren?
Sure, I believe the hype on the potential, but the problem that we've seen with the unicorns over the last 5 years is that it turns out 7-foot bodies are not meant to be played like guards in the NBA, because it's an 82-game season, and as great as it is in theory for your 7-footer to be able to get out in the perimeter and hedge on pick and rolls and knock down threes and handle a ball and lead the fast break, that is a lot of wear and tear on a really large frame in a really taxing sport that, when you really think about it, you're talking about, for most guys, you know, 300 to 325 days a year where they're playing basketball, not just in games, but in practices and training and workouts. It's just a lot of stress to play the way that he plays. And that's my hesitation with Chet Holmgren, is that if you go and look at some of the other guys who profile similar to him, with James Wiseman, Jaren Jackson Jr., Kristaps Porzingis, all are either really good players or have the chance to be, but all have also dealt with significant injuries early in their careers that have kept them out for long, long chunks. Certain seasons. And if you're going to take him at number two, you just have to be okay with that. And so I hope the Thunder fans are ready for that. I just think it's a fact of life in the unicorn era that Chet Holmgren and others like him who can do all these things at that size are going to deal with some injuries over time.
CBS Sports' David Cobb joins us this morning here on the show. Holmgren has been connected, compared to Kevin Durant. Really thin, but is so athletic at such a tall height. Do you think that's a valid comparison?
I think so, but I think there's an expectation with Chet Holmgren that he's going to bruise on the block more than Kevin Durant has over the course of his career. You know, in many ways, Kevin Durant was a small forward. Certainly early in his career, the game has changed now, and perhaps he slots in more as a four or maybe a small ball five in certain lineups. But the expectation is that over time, Chet Holmgren is at least on paper going to fill a spot within your lineup where he's a five. And that in some cases is going to require that he is bruising on the block. And I don't think it's a effort question, or I don't think it's a want-to question with Chet Holmgren. I just think it's a practicality question because, yeah, he's going to put on weight over time. But when you're also out there on the perimeter and doing certain things out there, it's just a lot to ask for a guy that is 7 feet tall. So it's certainly an intriguing prospect. I mock him at number two in my most recent mock because of the upside. But I'm explaining to you, I think, the reasons why he shouldn't be number one, which are just those long-term concerns. With Jabari Smith, I maybe see a little bit more of KD, to be honest, because of the height and the length. It's almost the same, you know, from a measurable standpoint. And then that outside shot is feathery as well. So I think the KD thing may apply as much to Jabari Smith as it does to Chet Holmgren.
I find Holmgren to be the most fascinating prospect in years because he does all these things that you can't believe your eyes that you're seeing on a 7-footer, but he also doesn't even necessarily look human with his frame. I mean, it is so thin. It is so rail thin. His legs are like bean poles. His arms are just almost only bone. He is trying to build up strength, but his frame just cannot carry much weight right now, so we'll see what happens in the NBA, but he's fascinating in that regard. That brings us to number three of the Houston Rockets with Paolo Banchero from the Duke. Obviously a good player. If you were to parse through why Banchero is not a number one or number two pick, what might be the flaws or the negatives?
So I think from a scout's perspective, there's just a little bit of limitation on the ultimate upside of Banchero. I think if you look at Holmgren and you look at Smith, you see a player who you think can one day be in the MVP conversation for you. You look at Paolo Banchero and you see a player with a really, really high floor, somebody who I think at worst is going to be a good role player in the NBA. But perhaps he doesn't have that elite superstar potential just due to some athletic limitations. But to be clear, you know, he is the son of a former WNBA player, the son of a former Division I college football player. He's plenty athletic, and just because he's not jumping out of the gym and ever going to win the dunk contest, that doesn't mean that he's not skilled. So he's a skilled player who passes the ball really well for his size, who handles the ball really well for his size as a 6'10" player. But there just may be some athletic limitations there that keep him from ever being an elite defender or a big-time dunker. And so I think in many ways you're banking on the perimeter game coming through for Paolo Banchero. And we certainly saw flashes of that at Duke. He's got a solid all-around offensive game already. But he's going to be up against guys who are just as, if not more physical or more athletic now in a night-in, night-out basis in the NBA. So there's just maybe some question over what that elite skill is going to be for Paolo. Again, I think he'll at worst be a solid NBA role player, but exactly how he becomes an NBA All-Star is just not as clear yet as it is with those other two guys.
David Cobb, CBS Sports, helps look at tonight's NBA draft. There's been some reports that teams are hot after Jaden Ivey, that at number four, where he likely slides to, which is the Sacramento Kings, that teams like the New York Knicks could give up future number ones just to jump up to get Ivy. What has multiple front offices salivating over Jaden Ivey?
Well, Jaden Ivey is the player with the explosive athleticism and the highlight reel capability. The comparison he draws on occasion is Ja Morant. And it's a fitting comparison. Actually, Jaden Ivey's mother, who played in the WNBA and is now the head women's basketball coach at Notre Dame, actually was an assistant on the Grizzlies staff during John Morant's rookie season. And the connection is there in that way, but really their games bear some similarities as well. You know, Ja is a little bit more of a true point guard and a little bit more of a true distributor. But Jaden Ivey is like him in the explosivity, the way he attacks the basket with reckless abandon. And then he's got the other stuff too. I mean, he can shoot it probably a little better than Ja from the outside at this point in his development. And he's got the size to rise up and hit you in the mid-game, mid-range game as well. So Jaden Ivey is really explosive. I think if he were a one-and-done prospect instead of a two-year college player, he would be receiving even more consideration to bust into that top three group. But, you know, there's just such an obsession in the NBA with getting the youngest prospect available to maximize their development potential. And Jaden Ivey's still got a lot to unlock there. It's just he's not 19. You know, he happens to have another year under his belt at this point. So worthy of consideration, maybe a dark horse to break into that top three if people have concerns over Chet Holmgren's health long term. But the explosivity and the offensive upside with Ivey is pretty awesome.
David Cobb covers college basketball and college football for CBS Sports. Read him at CBSSports.com. Check him out on Twitter for tonight's NBA draft at David W. Cobb. Dave, great stuff this morning, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy tonight's draft.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.